something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Hallelujah. Wow. Hebrews chapter 2. How could I be afraid? Oh, my. Hebrews chapter 2. Are you there? Read verse 14. 1 to go. 14 into 15, all right? Read. Hallelujah. For as much they, in verse 14, as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might paralyze. That's the word that's translated destroy there. It doesn't mean to annihilate. It means to paralyze. To make ineffective. That through death he might paralyze. Him that had the power of death, that is the devil. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Did you see that? He says, Jesus Christ, because we were partakers of flesh and blood, because we were human, he also became human, so that through death, he might make ineffective, he might make render powerless the one that had the power of death, that is the devil. And deliver those who all their lifetime were in fear. They were in bondage because of the fear of death. Satan has been paralyzed. Come on here. You know, there are Christians who believe they need deliverance. You know, that the demon that is holding me is too powerful. Oh, I felt sorry for a gentleman. He said something to me. He said, Pastor Chris, I need deliverance. I said, you can deliver yourself? He said, no. He said, because nobody who was ever bound by the devil ever delivered himself in the scripture. Oh, I felt those tears well up in my eyes. Because he only knew a part of the truth and didn't know what Peter called the present truth. It's like somebody coming to say, the president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria is Olusegun Obasanjo. Or he says the president of the United States is George Bush. That was true. It is no longer true. There is a present truth. You get it? So many Christians are living in the past truths, not in the present truths. It is true that nobody who was ever bound by the devil ever could deliver himself. That was true. But you know what? The present truth is that same devil has been paralyzed by Jesus and cannot hold anybody in bondage who proclaims the name of Jesus. You just walk out. He can't hold you back. You just walk out. You just walk out of his bondage. He can't hold you back. He can't stop you from coming out. The only way he can stop you is by lying to you that you are still in bondage. That's all. If you believe his lies, then you feel the bondage. Then you see the bondage. But Jesus said, and you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. Didn't say the truth shall set you free. It shall make you free. You get it? There are too many who are under the whiplash of the devil, suffering so much for nothing, because they have been deceived with thinking that the old truth is still there. You know, a gentleman many years ago did an experiment with an insect. Put the insect in a sort of a bottle or a jar, and the insect kept trying to come out. He would jump up and hit the lid and fall back in, and kept trying to come out, jump and hit the lid, and then left it there for a long time until the insect was preconditioned to accepting that there was something there. Then he took off the lid. You know what the insect did? Kept jumping to that level and falling down. Jumping to that level and falling down. But the lid was gone. The insect didn't know the present truth. You get it? That's the way many Christians are. That's the way they are. Hallelujah. He has already delivered them from bondage who were all their lifetime in that bondage because of the fear of death. Two things there. This is the first one. The other one that I wanted you to see was the part that we read earlier, where he says that he might destroy, that he became flesh and blood. He took part of the same, that he through death might paralyze, render powerless, render ineffective the one who had the power of death, that is the devil. He's defeated him. Jesus has defeated the devil. So the devil is defeated. Come on, say the devil is defeated. I'm not afraid of the devil. The devil is defeated. So he's not a factor in my life or in the circumstances of my life. Let me show you another thing. I hope we can we get this very quickly? Can we? All right. Now, Jesus said something. There are two words that are frequently used in the New Testament, in the Greek New Testament, translated word for us in the English version. All right? So in the English version, you will not know that there's any difference, except in some particular versions that try to distinguish between them. These two words are aeon and cosmos. The book translated world. In some of the newer versions, aeon is translated age, because aeon actually means a definite period of time, a system within a given period of time. A system. You see, aeon, this age. See, this order of things because of the age in which we live. So when we say, when you hear somebody say, we are in a new world, it doesn't mean that the earth has changed. It means this is a new age. So the Greek word for that world or age will be aeon. How do you spell that? A-I-O-N. Aeon. All right? Okay. The second word that's translated world is cosmos. Now, cosmos more particularly refers to the earth, the world, and its order of things. How the people are in the world and how they function in the world. All right? It is the more general word. Okay? How things are in the world. The nations in the world, the people in the world, the things in the world, all right? The circumstances of life, how things run in the world. And usually, the cosmos is dictated by the aeon. Because the system of government decides how a nation will be like. Are you listening to me? So, to conquer a nation, what do you do? You've got to destroy the government. Okay? And then you gotta, if you want to change how that nation runs, you're gonna have to change the system. The system of government. Then you say, we are in a new regime, or this is a new administration. Therefore, someone can say, like Hitler said, they were starting another age in Germany many years ago. Are you there? Okay.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
Have you ever wondered, what if your voice could reach nations? What if your language, your podcast, your church could be heard on a global level? Introducing Go Loud with C-Tunes, a global campaign to amplify voices, reach nations, and change lives. Through C-Tunes, the all-in-one gospel radio platform for every language, every nation, and every soul. Whether you're a translator, an influencer, or just passionate about spreading the gospel, there's a space for you. Choose your path. Go loud in your language. Translate ministry content into your local dialect or language. Go loud beyond church walls. Own a radio church on C-Tunes and let your church be heard across nations. Go loud and global. Broadcast your outreach or crusade to the nations. Go loud with your voice. Launch your own podcast or become a C-Tunes host. Register at www.ctunes.org/go loud. Download the C-Tunes app today.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Soluco 1, number 18, Soluco Road, Benin City. Worship with us on Sundays, by 8 a.m. Wednesdays, 12 noon and 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +234 706 060 3228. This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Hallelujah. Now, in St. John's Gospel, chapter number 12, in verse 31, can you read it for me? St. John, chapter 12, in verse 31. You found it? What does it say? Okay. What did he call the devil? The prince of this world. And the word there, the word that he used there is cosmos. Satan was the prince of the cosmos. He was in charge of the cosmos. Why? Because he was in charge of the aeon. He ran the aeon. He ran the system of this world. And Jesus also knew that Satan was the prince of the cosmos because he got it from Adam back in the garden. He got it from Adam. You remember that? So Jesus actually said that the devil was the prince of the cosmos. Everything. He was in charge. That's why in the temptation of Jesus, he said to Jesus, if you bow down and worship me, I'll give you the kingdoms of this world. And the Bible says he showed to Jesus the kingdoms of the world in the moment of time. He showed them to him. He said, you bow down and worship me, I'll give you all this because it's all committed to my hands. Now, if that had not been a bona fide temptation, it would have not worked. Jesus would have said, you're lying. It wasn't given to you. And Jesus didn't say that. He said, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. You get it? Okay. Now, can you go over? This is the 12th chapter, all right? Now, you know, for you who are Bible students, you can understand how that we talk about the victory of Jesus in three realms and then in three worlds. Okay? And we say he had to defeat the flesh, the world, and the devil. He defeated the flesh, all right, in his ability to subdue his flesh and obey God and do what God wanted him to do and not what the flesh wanted him to do. Even when he was hungry, all right, he didn't subdue himself to the devil or submit himself to the devil. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. So he stayed on God's word. Amen. Then he defeated the world because he worked over the system and didn't live his life according to the circumstances of this life. He ruled the world. Oh, come on here. He ruled the world. He decided what world he would live in. He decided how things would go with him. And he defeated the devil. Praise God. But watch this now. Turn to St. John chapter 16. You there? All right. Read for me verse 33. Did you see that? These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I have overcome the world. Then we already read how that through his death he paralyzed Satan. So he addressed Satan as the prince of this world. That's important for us to see. He was the prince of this world, this cosmos. And now Jesus says here, be of good cheer. As he progressed in his obedience to the Father, he proved it. Now he teaches them things in the kingdom of God. In that same 16th chapter, he unveils something about his name. He said, up till now, you have not prayed in my name. He said, but you're going to pray in my name. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he'll give it to you. As you study, he teaches on prayer. He reveals a lot of things. Don't forget, this is something that began with the 13th chapter, where the washing of feet, the apostles' feet, and then the teaching about asking and dominion. And then in chapter 15, where it was talking about, I am the vine and ye are the branches. Now he's teaching real powerful thoughts in the kingdom of God. And comes over to this chapter 16 and gives them this. And in chapter 17, he goes into a special prayer where he reveals a new thought about who we are and who he is. Something wonderful. Glory to God. And then by the 18th chapter, he's getting ready to die. Hallelujah. This is wonderful. So, Satan was the prince of the cosmos. Now, you come over into after the resurrection of Christ. Now, I'm talking about the present truth. Okay? Now the present truth. So, is Satan the prince of the cosmos? Not anymore. Jesus said, cheer up, I have overcome the cosmos. Hallelujah. I have overcome the cosmos. So the money that you need is no longer the property of the devil. Can you see that? The good things of life that you may want are no longer the property of the devil. They're not. You don't have to have them. It's a choice. Did you hear me? I mean, you don't have to have them. It's a choice. But it's good for you to at least know it belongs to you. Now, we didn't say everybody ought to walk in riches and affluence. Everybody may not walk in that, but it's a choice. It's a choice. At least you know you could if you want to. How would you like to find out that from your house you could speak words that would change circumstances around the country as far as it concerns you? Now, I made up my mind a long time ago, as the Spirit of God was teaching me, that no matter what the country was like, I'll never be a victim of the system. There are too many people who are victims of the system. Doesn't matter what happens around me, I'll never be a victim of the system. I wish you understand this. You know, a lot of people are victims of the system. The system is so bad and they are victims. You know, the reason the business gone bad is because things have gone bad and some people have mismanaged the economy. And so because they mismanaged the economy, look at my life. Now, that's not my testimony. I don't care if they want to mismanage everything. It will not affect me. Oh, yeah. Because, you see, my Papa God is so big. You can't make me poor. You can't take enough away to make me poor. See what I mean? But you see, the Holy Spirit had to teach me that. He had to teach me that. He said, don't complain like other people. Don't be a victim of the system. Triumph over the system. I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you. I'm not a victim of the system. Glory to God. Doesn't matter what they do, I'll never be a victim. No wonder David said that God had made him a wonder. See, you be a wonder. Can you shout amen, somebody? Yeah. Oh, why can't you complete your education? You know, when this happened, and then and when that happened, and then when that happened, and then, so this happened. So that's why I'm like this. Oh, really? So you are a victim of certain circumstances. I'll never be a victim. Yeah, I was rich. I had a lot of, my business was all over the country. Until, you know, something changed. And everything just went down since then. Somebody said, not me.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Soluco 1, number 18, Soluco Road, Benin City. Worship with us on Sundays, by 8 a.m. Wednesdays, 12 noon and 5 p.m., Fridays 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-706-060-3228. Or send an email to info@loveworldradiantworks.org. God bless you.